Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. To be
welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me, though. That's Grace Slick and Jefferson Airplane bringing us back. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sean Murphy, longtime Brain Trust member, CEO and co-founder of Switch and Shift, author of The Optimistic Workplace. We're talking about helping you get through your work day and your work life more productively and healthier and happier and more optimistically, including the people around you. Sean, one of the things you've been working on lately is identifying the impact of working too much on your health. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so here's the deal. When we are working, obviously we want to be productive, we want to be effective, we want to do quality work. But the way that our health influences our ability to do our work, that translates into what the work experience is for those who work for us. So let me give you an example. So if I'm feeling anxious about a new program that we're getting to roll out, and I'm working long hours to make sure it rolls out without a hitch, all things that definitely we as small business owners need to focus on. We have to, though, also recognize that my extra hours can lead to my lack of sleep, and the lack of sleep can lead to a negative impact on my performance. Mm-hmm. It affects my mood, and then that's going to affect the interactions that I have with my employees. And then those interactions, especially if they're not positive, starts to shape the perception of what kind of place is this that I'm working. I got a boss here who's exhausted, and is that what he expects from me? And I think we have to be careful about what kind of intention or expectation are we unintentionally sending to our employees by our willingness and need to work longer hours. So it's a two-pronged approach or a two-pronged problem here. One is the personal impact that working long hours has on me physically and mentally, but also the impact that it has on my employees. Because remember, as business owners, we set the tone, right? The work experience that employees have with us is based mostly on their relationship with us. And if we're tired, we're cranky, we're not actually coaching employees and we're barking orders, that's not the kind of work environment that's going to create productive employees.
Well, it also that kind of behavior has many other implications and many other children. You're often, when you see that kind of behavior, you'll see poor performance, you'll see crisis management, you'll see customer issues, and it winds up being a company in disarray, and it really could begin where the boss just can't seem to have any balance in his life or her life.
Right, and I would say that the word balance is a pretty popular term. I don't like it, and let me say why. So when we say we need work-life balance, what that automatically means is we have to give up something in our personal and professional lives, and I don't think that is true. So I advocate for a better integration. There's going to be times in our business where the business is going to demand more from us.
Right.
And so we spend more time doing that. But
yeah,
then we also recognize, gosh, I've been spending 80-plus hours in the office or in the shop. I need to spend a little bit more time with my family.
So maybe a better term is managing priorities.
Absolutely.
And I agree with that because, no, you're right. And I said it earlier. I said that in the early days, there won't be any balance. it won't, there'd be not very much balance at all. I mean, I remember the early days, and my family, you know, they toughed it out with me.
Yeah, and in part because you also were mindful of, well, your family needs time with Jim as well.
Well, but also, I'll tell you something else. It doesn't hurt children to see a parent struggling to make something happen, especially if it winds up being successful. That's a good lesson for kids.
Sure, absolutely.
And seeing that you deferred the gratification of yourself, maybe even theirs. Okay, so I'm sorry, honey, you're not going to get a new car because the company that we make a living from can't afford it. There's not, you know, it doesn't hurt children to learn that they can't afford something.
Right. I think though I think we're both in agreement that as small business owners, we have to be mindful of the impact of working long hours has on us, and we have to manage it because the side effects are, you know, pretty serious when it comes to both mental and physical health. And then the impact that it has on the workplace environment, the culture, the climate.
I'm going to come back to something that I say a lot on this show, and I kind of started out with it, and that is something one of my mentors told me one time. He said, check your position. And he meant, you know, whatever you're up against, if things aren't working out or if you're worried about something, you're concerned how things are going, check your position. How's the productivity of the company? How are your customers doing? How are your employees doing? What's your relationship with your family? Check your position. If you're seeing where you're taking on water, that's the place to focus on, isn't it, Sean?
Absolutely. I love that phrase, check your position.
Hold on to that thought. We'll take a quick break. Sean, give me your website quickly.
Switchandshift.com.
Quick break. Right back with Sean Murphy. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.